guide us now in this time of prayer and of looking at your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this morning, as we go through the prayers of the Bible, we're in Numbers chapter 6. We call it the Great Benediction, and you've probably heard it. Every time you've gone to a church service, particularly in the mornings, it's a typical morning benediction. And it's interesting that I think we have two really unbelievable high priest prayers in the Bible. This is the first one. And then the second one is by the high priest himself, Jesus Christ, in John 17, praying for us and the disciples and himself shortly before he was crucified. But this is, as you know, about 1,500 years earlier, and it's at the time of the Exodus. And we have the Lord speaking to Moses in Numbers chapter 6, verse 22. And the Lord tells Moses, speak to Aaron, who of course at this time is the high priest of Israel, and his priestly sons. Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. It's amazing here that God tells the high priests and the priests, in effect, to bless the lesser ones. They are elevated in a sense, as they've been appointed as high priest and priests. And they're to bless the children of Israel as God's children. And God is telling them, this is the way you shall bless them. So this is a specified prayer, really. It's not a responsive prayer, really, by man, but it's really God speaking to the high priest and to the other priests and saying how to bless the children of Israel. So we read, say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. One of the things that is apparent is the Lord's love for us. In just a few chapters earlier in Exodus 34, when Moses says, what is your name? God said, it is Elohim, the Lord, Elohim, or Yahweh Elohim, the Lord God. And then he said, gracious, merciful, long-suffering, and abounding in goodness and truth. That's the name of the Lord, really the character of Yahweh. And here we have those characteristics, I think, given to us again in the form of a prayer. It's basically where we're being told, the Lord bless you and keep you. And, of course, we see the great love there for us in blessing us. That, by the way, you is singular there. And so this is an individual. This reminds me of Jesus dying on the cross for each of us singularly. He died, obviously, for the whole world, but he would have died if it were just you. And here the Lord will bless if it's just you. The Lord bless you and then the keeping of you or the protecting of you. And we have that given to us many times in the scripture where the Lord keeps us. He protects us. He shelters us. We read in John what? Nothing can take us from the hand of the Lord. It's basically like we're in his hand and the Father's hand, aren't we? And we read in John. And so we have here the characteristics of the Lord three times, and I believe we could associate the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit with these three different aspects. If we look in 2 Corinthians 13, in Paul's benediction to the Corinthians, I think he is reflecting on this particular benediction here, because you will see the same things being spoken, really, it seems to me. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14. The very last verse of Corinthians, the second letter. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. So there we see grace, the charis, we see the love, the agape, And we see the koinonia, or the communion with the Spirit. And we could probably identify here, if you will, the Lord the Father bless you and keep you. The Lord the Son make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord the Holy Spirit lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So we see a three-way blessing here, really, from the Lord. It's really Yahweh in every case, or Jehovah, however you want to pronounce it. We don't know how to pronounce his name because we're just given the consonants, and the vowels have just been added by man to try to make a pronunciation. But the Lord bless you and keep you. Now, if we go back to the end of Luke, we see the Son blessing us in his last things here on earth before he ascended into heaven. And in the last few verses of Luke here, in Luke chapter 24, we read the ascension, verse 50. And Jesus led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. So it would appear that the benediction here is with lifted hands. Now it came to pass while he blessed them that he was parted from there and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. So we see here Jesus at the time of the ascension is blessing. I've already referred to the great high priestly prayer on the eve before his crucifixion in praying for us as the high priest. And that is a detailed prayer. And so if you really want to know how the Lord is praying for you, and of course we read in Hebrews that he ever lives to make intercession for us as our high priest. So he's praying for us and you and I for really right now, that would seem. And here we have then the Father blessing you and keeping you. Psalm 121:5 gives those words of keeping. The Lord make his face shine upon you. Look at Psalm 80 a minute. This is repeated three times in Psalm 80, this whole phrase. Make his face. I think in Psalm they translated cause his face to shine upon you. But Psalm 80, we see that three times in the Psalm. And we also see, I can find it, Psalm 80, we see the word in the first verse, give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who dwell between the cherubim, shine forth. There's that same word. It's or. It's give light. We had in the very beginning in the creation story, vayahi or, let there be light, and there was light. So this is giving of light, shining forth. Verse 3, Psalm 80, restore us, O God, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. Verse 7, restore us, O God of hosts, to repeat, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. Then verse 19, the third repeat of that. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. So we see that given to us, causing your face to shine upon us. And that shine means really giving light to. As the sun gives light to the earth, that's the same word, or shine. And in addition to having his face shine upon us, we have this grace given to us again, and be gracious to you. The pardoning of sin, which was finalized and completed in the giving of our Lord and Savior's own life for us, giving us salvation, giving us what we don't deserve, the grace, gracious to us. And then finally in verse 26, lifting up his countenance upon you. That word is really means to carry or to bear. It's like, you know, if I'm lifting a load, I'm carrying a load. So we have the Lord lifting up his face. He lifts up his face upon you. NIV translates that turn his face toward you, which you could translate that. Interesting though, in all the usages of that word in the Bible, the only place NIV translates it turn is that one place. So I think this lifting or carrying or bearing is really a better translation. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. In other words, he's approving of you as he is lifting his face upon you. He's not looking down in shame on you. He's lifting up his face on you and then giving you the complete happiness the complete happiness in the form of peace. You know, in John 14, he said, what? My peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives do I give unto you, but my peace I give to you. And so we have grace and peace here in verses 30, 25 and 26. You know, the Apostle Paul always ended his, his salutation, grace and peace to you from God the Father and His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, didn't he? His pastoral epistles, he has added the word mercy, and we have here gracious and peace. So this is the prescribed benediction for the children of Israel, and then the result in 27, so they, the children of Israel, shall put my name, well, I'm sorry, the priest shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. A blessing God we have who loves us so very, very much. So let's thank Him for His blessings, and let us bless Him this morning as we go to prayer. Father, we just thank You for this high priestly prayer that You prescribed for Aaron and his sons to give to Your children, to the nation of Israel. Father, we want to have Your name on us. We want to be Yours. And we know with that ownership of You owning us comes the blessings and comes the graciousness and comes the mercy. You have pardoned us from our sins. We are so blessed, so blessed. And we cannot even comprehend how much You love us. It is beyond our ability to grasp it. But we do thank You, Lord. And Lord, You have also called us to prayer. You've called us to come boldly to the throne of grace, not to the throne of judgment, but to that throne of grace in order to obtain mercy and to find help in time of need. So here we are, Lord. We want to just open our hearts up to You this morning. We want to pray in one accord as You prompt us to pray. And Lord, in these end times, there's so much to pray for our nation, for the church in general, for the church throughout the world, for the church in the United States, for the fellowship right here at Costa Mesa, for all the ministries represented here, for the pastors, for the board, for the schools, Lord, for the courts, for all aspects of the government who has turned its face and back on You. But here we are, Lord. Here we are. So it's a joy to be together and to be able to pray to You and know that You will hear our prayers. In fact, You will prompt us to pray, and You know exactly everything we'll pray for this morning already. So Lord, as You reveal that to us one by one, help us to just join together in one accord through Your Spirit. Yes. Lead us now. Lead us. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.